We're here live with West Lafayette coach Aaron Blessing.
Our schedule is heavy with 2A teams, and I think we played some incredibly good teams. We played Zionsville, played Garen Catholic, played a Sacred Heart Academy from Kentucky. They were all ranked, highly ranked, not only in our state, but some in some cases nationally. So we were still trying to find ourselves. Our back line's still pretty young, and so we're freshmen starting. So I think it just took some time to kind of get everyone on the right page and build some confidence and keep working toward the big goal here at the end. But yeah, we play a tough schedule, and obviously where we want to be at the end is here on a field like this on a day like today. So.
Okay, I appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Coach Kyle Newman. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Couple questions for you.
About it, okay. Yeah.
Is this your son?
This is my son.
Okay.
Yeah, my son AJ. Yeah.
You got time to answer a question too?
You want okay. To?
How's it feel? Your dad's team just won the state title. How's that feel?
Good.
Good. Okay.
Really good. Yeah.
There you go. Talk a little bit about Shelby Mann. I mean, she had a few opportunities in that first half, and the second half she was able to put it in.
Second half. I mean, I think that we, as I was telling the other reporter, our style is to keep the ball, move the ball across the field, and stretch the defense out. And,
uh-huh.
and tracking her, who's very fast and physical, just tiring. Sorry, and especially when you don't have the ball. So like, they did a nice job of compressing and being literally tight from the goal. But in the second half, we just kind of tried to move the ball across as fast as we could.
Okay.
And then Shelby, you know, she makes really simple movements across the field, checking for the ball, diagonal runs. And I think we found a couple players, Aaron Brophy, Haley, our wide field, she could play the ball into her. And she's very creative on the ball now.
Okay. Well. So it was Mann finishing, but other players setting
Mann finishing, but yeah. And that's kind of the way it's been all season. It's kind of setting her up for success.
Okay. And you mentioned a tough conference schedule. Really
not really
you,
conference, or? But just tough, really tough non-conference schedule.
Okay.
We played some mostly bigger schools during the first, not during most of the season. I mean, we only play our size schools probably maybe 5 or 6 times out of 15 games.
Okay.
So the rest of the games are just really tough, and they force us to get better and play faster and more intelligent. So I think that's helped us here toward the end of the season, for sure.
Okay. All right, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Thank you.